Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. Your resting point between quests. Let's join our hosts as we talk about this week's events in Hearthstone Mercenaries.
Welcome to Spirit Healer, a Hearthstone Mercenaries podcast. Podcast focused on taking you through Mercenaries news, updates, and weekly topics to keep you at the top of your Mercenaries game. I'm Dragon Rider, joined as always by my fellow hosts, Cinder and Simba. That's right, we're all back this week.
What?
Yay! Good to have you both back. We're all three together. How are you guys doing today?
Because we're the three best friends that anybody could have.
It's true.
I mean, it might be debatable.
We're pretty close.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, but enough. You know, it's good enough. I believe in my soul.
That's right. We've had a couple of wonky last several weeks with just life going on, and then also what I don't know what was going on in just like the Mercenaries atmosphere, but also was it last week, 2 weeks ago? I don't even know anymore. Like, what is time? But we couldn't
time
record. Yeah, like I don't know. It was all screwed up, and then just life got in the way, and so we weren't able to record. And the same week, the Fighting Pit, they had audio and tech issues, so they didn't put out a podcast. So like neither of the two Mercenary podcasts put out content in the same week. It was weird. I don't know what was happening, but it was not planned. we did not conspire.
If you live in North America and something doesn't go wrong, do you really live here? You know?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, when you plow over an entire culture, you know, karma kind of kicks you in the ass every now and then. But we're not going to talk about on this podcast.
We're going to talk about Mercenaries. Episode one of our newest podcast.
Yeah. Well, I guess let's jump in then. So, we had a patch that was announced and released today. Then tomorrow they're putting in like the Winter Veil stuff. So I'm thinking, cool, we got a patch. Oh, they say Mercenaries updates. And I look and it's one bullet point. And I was like, okay. Well, what is this one bullet point?
Womp, womp.
I know. So let's read this one bullet point here for the patch 22.0.2. All heroic level 30 bounties will now include at least one pile of legendary coins, chosen from the selection of coins designated for each bounty as part of their bounty completion rewards. So we will have that link for you as well. If you haven't checked that out, you can go to the patch notes. But again, it's literally that one bullet point. So how do we feel about this?
Second best patch ever. Second best patch ever.
You know, it's one bullet point, but it was a good bullet point, okay?
Yeah.
So that's all it takes, right? One bullet. Dead. I mean, good.
Bullet point.
Whoa. Things just got real.
Point your bullets elsewhere.
Yeah, it is just that one note. Okay, so I do want to talk about, first of all, that was it. I feel like for me, let me know what you guys think, but I feel like I'm not alone in that I was almost anticipating some sort of like Valyra change. I know a lot of the community has talked about Valyra specifically or any sort of balance update at all, but we didn't get that.
True. You know, maybe they're still figuring it out. They probably wanted to give it a month to kind of see how it you know worked out on the Fighting Pit ladder before they did anything, because Mercs kind of feels like it happens at a slightly different pace right now than Standard Ladder. Like, Standard Ladder's already getting hammered with adjustments. But that's like a much larger volume of play, I feel like. I feel like Mercenaries is a little more focused. So they're probably letting things play out a little bit and see how it goes.
Yeah, because you have to focus on all your modes, but you also have to focus on where the viewers and the money is at, right? Like, we just finished the World Championships, and there's already more tournaments that people have to try to qualify for. So it's like they have to run those out as fast as possible.
Yeah, I don't envy our neighbors in the larger Hearthstone space right now with the amount of stuff that's flying through the feeds and the news and whatnot.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot for sure. Especially with the fact that they like announced it and then said, oh, it's coming later today, which is also kind of interesting because like, I guess the timing of Worlds kind of changed that. But I also feel like they've done a lot where they'll announce things on Monday, which we are now recording on Mondays, and then they'll drop it on Tuesday, which they're already implementing the Wintervale stuff that's coming out tomorrow. So it's like, it was really interesting, I think, to see that they said, hey, this is coming out like in a couple hours type of thing. And then also there's going to be stuff tomorrow. Like that felt unusual.
Yeah, it was definitely super kind of super weird. I saw a tweet by Tice earlier today. It was just retweeting that the patch notes were coming out, and Tice was like, well, qualifier in the next hour, or that's called bad RNG. And I was like, dang, they really came out with that
oof.
Straight, like, right before, yeah, like, I don't want to say all of Tice's decks were bad, but, you know, like, at that point, you have to consider, like, are you dropping Trogs now? I know this isn't for standard, but I thought that was super interesting. Like, I was like, damn, that's, I mean, yeah, you could call it bad luck, but that's, so that's something else.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because the thing you're talking about is not, like, it's not qualifiers, like open qualifiers for like the majority of people to play in. That was like Tice's specific like tournament thing that he actually organized with G2. but yeah, like the timing of that was super weird. It's like, okay, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. And I don't know if for the mercenaries part of this specifically, also the fact that Valera, like we had Vanessa Van Cleef that was released just last week, right, with the launch. Was that last week? Oh my lord, time, I don't know what time is again.
Time is a f.
Whenever the set came out, I think that was 2 weeks ago now. 2 weeks ago, but we had the Vanessa Van Cleef come out, and then a week before that is when we got the other mercenaries. I don't know, it's just, it's very interesting. Like I feel like they've changed the pace of when they're releasing stuff for mercenaries. And they probably just still haven't kind of found the sweet spot yet that they're looking for content. And again, we saw this, I think, with BGs, with Battlegrounds, a lot in the first, like, 6 months especially that Battlegrounds was the thing. So I expect we'll see the pacing of changes and content releases fluctuate a little bit over the next few months, even as they kind of figure out what people want in mercenary releases, what people want with content updates, how often they should be making balance changes. And again, that's probably also going to vary on how many people are playing the mode.
Yeah. Cause I mean, there's especially when we got other, I know we just said this, but like when you have other modes and you've got, I mean, like they just had a major release with Fractured. They're just getting through Worlds, so there's just a lot of the internal energy is being focused on that portion of the client. So like mercenaries probably not getting as much love. The shields have been doubled up in front and removed in the back, so we just got to wait for things to kind of quiet down and let them refocus their energy back to our half of the ship, so as it were.
Yeah, I also feel like that mercenaries is in, I don't want to say a better spot. I kind of want to say a better spot because a lot of it's PvE, you know, so there's nothing to really complain about there. And then the PvP scene is fairly balanced from what I know. I haven't heard anything that's like going crazy, whereas like all the changes that they made to standard, like those were 98% problems, especially when you see almost all the pros bringing close to the same lineup. And then the ones that didn't, didn't make it to quarters. I think Gabby made it to semis with something slightly off, but then I mean you saw the finals, so it is what it is, which is kind of good for mercenaries, right? There's nothing to really complain about, and we'll keep getting our little updates such as the one today and loving them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, there's comparatively not as much needed on the mercenaries end. We're in the mode's in a good space, you know, which for better or worse is that doesn't need as much attention right now, but we would like to get more attention, which, you know, that our one bullet point is a great step. Honestly, we can do more. I believe that Hearthstone, I believe Team 5 can do more for us, but yes, that our part of the patch was a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, and honestly, looking at it again, they're maybe not necessarily like huge blow your mind changes to mercenaries, but even the last handful of weeks, I mean, we had multiple new mercenaries drop, and then another new mercenary mm-hmm. with the reward track. We had a lot of when Simba and I recorded, right? We talked about the several kind of like UI type of changes that they made, the visual changes.
Oh yeah.
You know, there has actually been a lot of stuff for mercenaries coming out the last handful of weeks. So I feel like, again, we're kind of getting into like that little dip, the little lull that we kind of get to with just content releases in general. And also, yeah, it feels like mercenaries in general is in a pretty good spot. It's also leading right into holidays, so we're probably going to have a lot of the Blizzard team be off for the holidays and that kind of stuff. So I'd imagine we're probably not really going to get any other changes until after the new year after this. And maybe at that point they'll evaluate the data, and if Valyra or something else needs change, maybe they will. But we haven't also seen any nerfs in mercenaries yet. We've seen some buffs and some things like that, so I will be interested to see how they evaluate and kind of evolve the changes, balance changes, we'll say, to mercenaries.
Yeah, I mean, they've said in the past that they really want to avoid quote-unquote nerfing things. Like, they don't want to make downward adjustments on cards in the mode. They want to try to make upwards adjustments in the mode, which we'll see how long that lasts. There's going to be a point where there's going to be something that just upsets the balance so much that upwardly adjusting everything around it is impractical, and it's going to have to get cut back a little bit. And I don't really think that's going to be a bad thing. Like, okay, well, Valyra needs to go from 13 to 12 attack. Okay. I don't think anybody's going to go running for the hills over something that small.
Do I? And they can always just readjust it back if they have to. One of the standard nerfs today was a readjustment. So if everything's going upwards so far, I'm happy. I'm happy with it. And I'm glad to be able to say that.
Yeah. And that's one of the great things about the digital format, right, of this game versus physical formats, where it is a lot easier for them to say, hey, let's try this change. And then in the future, if it needs to be adjusted back, or if it's like, maybe that wasn't the greatest change we could have made, they can change it back like that. I think one place that is relevant is for free-to-play players, let's say. People who haven't really invested a lot. They didn't know what to expect with Mercenaries. They didn't put a lot of money investment ahead of time into the game mode. And I know we've seen a lot of you commenting, talking about, hey, I'm a free-to-play player, you know, and how the changes affect you more so than players like myself who have invested, who did buy the pre-orders, that kind of thing. We hear you. We definitely want to talk about more, like, you know, more content over our weeks as things develop that relate to more free-to-play players. So please, by all means, we'll plug everything at the end, but keep that conversation going. Let us know what things you want to hear about, how things relate to you, these changes, how they affect you as free-to-play players. We definitely want to consider all of that as well. So please keep us up to date with your thoughts on that as well. But talking about the kind of investment of that, let's talk about, I'm going to let Cinder lead this, but why don't we go ahead and jump into our main topic, which is just expanding on this bullet point of the heroic level 30 bounties, giving those legendary coins. So Cinder, go ahead and take it away.
Thank. Yeah. So, I mean, we said it already, but let's just say it again for clarity's sake. The big bullet point that we're excited about, any heroic level 30 bounty is guaranteed to give you a pile of legendary coins. Yes. And the important thing here is that each of those level 30 bounties has a very specific legendary that will drop coins for. And we have that list. Maybe we can put that in the show notes or put a link to it. Because there is a known list, and it's out in many places, but we have a nice Google sheet that some wonderful community person has been curating since the game started. and it tells you exactly which coins you get from which bounties. And with the exception of one, there is only one legendary for each of these level 30 bounties. Just to quickly run through the lists, for Winter Spring, you have Snowclaw drops Rexxar. Yeti Hunter Rennel drops Garrosh Hellscream. Avalanchine drops Ragnaros. Ursula Windfury drops Thrall. Ice Howl drops Alexstrasza. And Hahn the Frost Lord drops Lord Jaraxxus. So if you're looking for those coins, go to Winter Spring. Now for Black Rock Mountain, longer list because they, as they add bosses and add new mercenaries, they've been adding more bosses to Black Rock Mountain. But here's the lists. Corrin Direbrew drops Uther. High Justice Grimstone drops Sylvanas. Emperor Tharison drops Diablo. That's a key one right there. You probably want to go after that. Gar will drop Jaina Proudmoore. Baron Geddon drops Illidan Stormrage. Major Domo Executives drops the Lich King. High Lord Amok drops Malfurion. Another key one that a lot of people are going to be looking for, I'm sure. So keep that one in mind. High Lord Amok drops... Oh, I just said that. General Drakasath drops Diablo. So you got two options for Diablo right there. Emperor Tharison and General Drakasath. And Tharison is a heck of a lot easier than Drakasath. Drakasath is a pain in the butt. So you maybe want to go after Tharison for Diablo coins. Rend Blackhand drops Edwin. That's one of the new ones. So that's a good one to look for. Razor Gore drops Jaraxxus. Valestraz drops Gul'dan. Chromagus, Alexstrasza, and Nefarian with Valyra. So Nefarian is going to be the one place you want to go if you're trying to farm Valyra coins. So as a free-to-play player myself, I have so far spent $0 on the game. This is a good list to keep in mind. And also we want to kind of want to talk about not just the list, but the economy, because there's more to it than just you get these amount of coins. You get a certain amount of coins, it's going to take you some time, because we're trading time for money. So we also kind of want to keep in mind the amount of time that goes into it. So like Simba, how much time do we spend on average, would you say, on any particular bounty? And then how many coins do we get for that effort?
If we're talking heroic level 30 bounties, yeah?
Oh, yes. Heroic level 30s is where this guaranteed coin pile comes from.
Phenomenal. I was going to say, well, I spend about 30 seconds on the level 17 bounty sometimes, so like, you know. you know, so, and the one pile is going to be on average 10 to 15 coins. I'd say probably takes a solid 7 to 10 minutes, depending on what copy you take in there, to get through one of those bounties, because they've started to get a lot harder, which is nice, because now they feel more like puzzles as opposed to just point and click things.
Mm-hmm.
Does it take you guys much longer than that to get through those? I think 10 minutes on average is almost pushing it for some of those, depending on the comp you bring.
Yeah, I would say it depends on the specific bounty. Like the Winter Spring ones are pretty fast. Once you start getting deep into Black Rock Mountain, you're starting to get into like that 15 to 20 minute range for some of these, because you just have to plow through all of those nodes that you get to before the boss. So you're probably going to have to settle into a comp that really works for you in each of those specific, or at least, you know, one that works for several of those specific bounties, you know, because your collection, once you start grinding, your collection stops being about like, oh, I want to have all the ice people here and all the nature people here. No, it becomes decks 1 through 9 are for, you know, this boss, this boss, this boss, this boss, this boss, to just kind of maximize your ability to just keep queuing in and keep knocking over those bounties. So if you're talking 10, 15, I think like 15 to 20 coins, like I would say let's expect to get 15 coins. If you expect to get 15 legendary coins from one specific bounty, and you're going to take 15 minutes to maybe run that bounty, you're talking about having to, let's see. So here's the other key number. 500 coins builds a legendary. That's the thing to know. And if it takes you...
It's about 30-something runs, right? 30 and change, yeah, runs.
Right. And you do 4 in an hour. So you're talking about spending, you know, maybe 7 to 10 hours purely grinding for one mercenary. So it's something you got to budget your time for sure. What else goes into like budgeting the time though? Because it's not just the time running it. What else do you have to consider when you're setting yourself up to grind a specific legendary?
Yeah, so you have time running it. You also have to worry about your composition a lot, because one of the things that has been noted is if you don't finish, you'll get the like 3-pile consolation prize. But if you've gone the whole way, you know, and you've taken 15 minutes on this run and then you lose and you have to start over, that's a whole extra 15 minutes that you have to account for, so to speak, which is honestly, that's brutal. And I'm not saying that they need to add the coins in even if you're losing, but just that's a thing to keep in mind, is if you're going in with suboptimal, we'll say, comps, you will occasionally receive suboptimal results, and that will result in a lot of extra time that you'll have to spend doing that. So that's just that's another important thing to keep in mind.
That will result in suboptimal feelings of the game mode.
Exactly. Wait, I got. There we go.
There you go.
And that kind of leads into the other point too. You have to. There's going to be some good known good comps that work for specific bosses, and you'll probably have these saved up. But what if you don't have those mercenaries? Well, now you gotta consider grinding for that too, right? You gotta go get those mercenaries up to level 30, get the equipment you need, get them leveled up. Now you don't have to get them all the way max. Like, you don't have to have all the abilities to 5 and all the equipment to 4 necessarily. There's sometimes when you get up to the 3, 4, 5 ranks for those things, the differences are like 1 point of damage or something. So it may not be necessary to max them out, but you at least have to have them, and at least have that equipment ready. And get them leveled up decently. So if you don't have those mercenaries, that's another bit of time. It's another chunk of time you have to allocate for when you're planning out your grind as you pursue a specific mercenary and a specific pile of mercenary coins based on the boss you're going after.
Yeah, and then also tasks for equipment, right? You can have the mercenary already unlocked, already level 30, but if you need one of the equipments that says, hey, complete task 7, well, you either have to wait for that to pop up on your dailies, if you're completing your dailies every single day. You have to go in and risk your luck getting the Mysterious Stranger, and then if you get the Mysterious Stranger, you have to try your luck getting that character, and then you have to complete all the way through task 7. And grinding tasks for equipments was one of the things I had a qualm with at the beginning. I don't feel the same way for it now, but that's another however long, because there's no guarantees there. While we're getting guaranteed legendary coins now, there's no guarantee that you get the Mysterious Stranger, let alone that mercenary. And then, of course, you have to complete the task, right? So how long does it take you to complete the level 5, 6, and 7 task? And we're running the hours up these legendaries.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you guys talked about, okay, it takes 500 coins to craft that legendary, but once you either craft the legendary you're looking for, like let's say you run the specific bounty, you get the Rexxar coins, you're like, okay, cool, I've crafted Rexxar. Well, now if you want to build up the coins for Rexxar, I mean, you can run these heroic bounties for that guaranteed pile again, but now you have to add in the time or calculate how many coins am I going to have to grind for Rexxar, let's say, to get all of the things upgraded for that specific mercenary if you're going to use them.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now. I have 508 Malfurion Stormrage coins, and I keep clicking and going, no, I'm not going to craft it. No, I'm not going to craft it. I need to craft it, and I want to craft it, but then I'll have 8 coins left, and I won't be able to do absolutely anything with them, and it's just going to make me cry. But I've already grinded it's been about a month and a half for Malfurion. Off and on, because I can't do it all in one go. I couldn't do it.
It is, and that's kind of why we're talking about it, because it is a grind, and it's a grindy game for a free to play player, and it can be challenging. So you kind of want to prep yourself mentally for what you're about to jump into, and to your point, Simbo, like when you got that file like 508, 510, like you could craft it, you could, but what if? Right. What if you open that legendary in a pack and then you can spend all that on abilities? That sounds awesome, but just remember how expensive abilities are. You're talking about like you got 3 abilities and 3 pieces of equipment, and they each follow the same pattern of like 50 for rank 2, 100 for rank 3, 125 for rank 4. Those coins disappear pretty darn quick. So my personal advice, opinion, don't wait to track them in a pack unless you're about to buy a bunch of packs, because the odds of getting that specific card are pretty low, you know, on, say you're opening like 10, 20 packs, maybe wait and see. But once you've opened your packs, if you don't see them, just craft it. I don't know that it's worth the risk of the time lost waiting for it versus the time you're about to spend grinding for it.
Yeah, probably not, especially since some of the other slots that will not be guaranteed often will give you small piles of coins for the mercenaries that are in your party. I'm not sure what the rating, not rating, but like what percentage chance it is on those, but there's a chance that you can then get coins for that legendary not doing that bounty. It's a small one, but you can. And then I'm also not sure how that transfers over into comp.
Yeah, that I'm not sure about, because like I've run bounties where I've gotten literally no coins from the three likely drops and no coins from anybody in my party. It's just like five piles of random coins from stuff that I wasn't playing with, you know. So it can be a crapshoot at times, but that's why this like guaranteed pile of legendary coins for the heroic level 30s is such a big deal, because it's you, that's at least one thing you don't have to worry about relying on chance with.
Yeah, which I think is why it's so important to the point you were saying earlier, Cinder, where it feels almost like you do have to try to actually bring a warband that gives you the best chance to actually beat it, right? Because when Simbo's talking about, well, if you don't beat it, you're not going to get that legendary coin because it is guaranteed as long as you complete the whole bounty and get that chest. So it almost feels like it's really forcing you to make sure that you bring mercenaries that are going to give you the best chance of actually completing and beating the whole bounty.
Yeah, and that's a whole other thing. If you're trying to figure it out by yourself, you know, it can be tough. So you want to hang out with us and check out some of the other content out there that'll help you along with that.
And if there's anybody that you're having like a super, super, super hard time beating, you can't find info anywhere else, if you let us know, we'll test it out. Can't promise the most perfect, you know, the most perfect answer, but test it out and we'll figure out something for you. Even if we have to get info and comps from somewhere else, like we're always willing to play the game mode, try new things out, help you guys, help ourselves out for that matter, because there's legendaries that we don't have. Yeah,
100%. Like, if listeners, if you've got a comp you would like us to try, let us be the beta testers and save you some time. We'll put the grind in for you and test it out. Because yeah, like Simba said, I mean, I'm free to play myself, and I am still missing a stack of stuff. You know, I'm just gonna click my crafting button here. Let's see, I don't have Alexstrasza. I don't have Diablo still. Can you believe it? I don't even have Diablo yet. Like, I'm still chasing that. Sylvanas, I'm still missing. Valyra, I'm missing. Of course, you know, she's new. Uther, you know? Like, so, yeah, I mean, we're all feeling the pain of the grind. And we all want to chase those common goals together.
Yeah, it's very interesting, too, because I think for those of us who have been playing Hearthstone for a long time, this feels like a completely new concept. And I think for some people, it's been really hard to wrap their brains around, or, you know, or really even be motivated to make this grind, because they're used to more of that instant gratification type of thing where they can just buy the packs and go. And, you know, you can do that with mercenaries, but even opening something in a pack, you're still going to have to grind out leveling. And you know, even on top of that, well, there's a lot of leveling to be had. And also there has been strides made towards giving players more packs for things like standard, but we don't have that yet for mercenaries. You know, like watching the World Championship on YouTube gives you some, you know, some regular standard packs. But if you're really trying to lean into mercenaries, you know, we don't have something like that right now.
You know, it kind of makes me think back on the early days of Hearthstone when people would complain that they had to play Tavern Brawl one time to get a free pack. Man, those were the days.
Give me the free pack, please. I want a free pack every week.
Those are wild times.
Now I'm looking at it like, I will gladly take that one pack for mercenaries.
So yeah, there's our hot coals for development this week. Free packs for mercenaries win.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. That'd actually be a way larger incentive for me to play the game mode more often. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, even though, you know, the pack texture is a lot different in mercenaries and that you're getting a lot of coins out of packs. Well, man, I tell you what, it would sure ease up on this grind if we could just, you know, get a regular infusion of coins by engaging in the content in some way, you know, by way of getting a free pack every now and then. That would be pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, the strides they made already with the reward track, you get a free epic for mercenaries. If you buy the tavern pass along the way as leveling up, you're going to get some of the portraits for that mercenary. That was a huge stride, I feel like. You know, just creating more accessibility into the mode for players who might not have access to all of that, I think is fantastic. I think just adding those extra packs even further, you know, keep people invested or interested or say, hey, cool, okay, like I've gotten a couple of these packs now. Let's go open those and see what this is about. Or, you know, maybe in those couple of packs, they open a legendary and they go, oh, okay, cool. And maybe they actually try the game mode a little bit. Or for the people who are more invested, right? Then they say, yay, more stuff. I can maybe open something or get some extra coins. And, you know, maybe it's enough coins for something that they have that, hey, now they can unlock this new ability. And I think that will just go a long way with helping that, just the player investment. But one thing that I also find very interesting, kind of going back to like our main topic, is the fact that you do have to do the heroic bounties. We're going to keep reiterating this point because it literally was the only bullet point in the patch, but it's only the heroics, which I find very interesting because they could have done just regular, sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe they can add in now that they said, okay, all heroic level 30s include the legendary coins. Maybe they can go and say all regular level 30s might guarantee you epics. And yeah, that could be something
I didn't think of.
Yeah, it's something that they can really build upon and expand on. And I do like this direction. And I think that's definitely something that's going to give incentive to people, which now leads me into the question, will this incentivize either of you to really try out heroic bounties more than you have in the past?
100%. Actually, 100%. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree.
And I'm going to build on what you were just saying, Don, with, you know, because we're just having this equation, right? This mental equation of, okay, I have enough to craft. Do I open more packs and try to crack them, or do I just craft this legendary now? If we started getting, you know, regular infusions, little trickles of packs here and there, I think that encourages people to grind the coins even more, right? That's going to encourage people to engage in that PvE content, because then there's they're kind of, you know, betting on themselves, right? Like, okay, I can hang on to these coins, and if I'm opening up one, two free packs a week, then maybe that'll pay off and I'll be able to immediately upgrade that mercenary. So I think it's in their favor to give players just a little bit of comp for staying engaged in the mode, because right now there's none of that. Like, you get your tasks, but that still requires a pretty significant amount of work, you know. So having just, you know, like a tavern brawl style thing where every week you do this one thing, here's a pack, there you go, bing bada boom.
If we get more players in there, that's how they'll get the best feedback as well. I mean, I'm sure they know that they've had this game out for years, but the more people you can get to play, the more feedback you get, the better changes you can make. And that'll just bode well for us, not just in the podcast sense, but also the competitive scene, because I know that we've had some fun. I haven't been a part of a tournament, but I know Dragon Rider has. And just to see that coming up, because I know that there's a whole community that doesn't play Standard anymore because they just play Battlegrounds. And so I'm sure that they're like, hey, you know, we don't want to have put out mercenaries and have it like I don't know, we'll use the word flop. I don't think it's been a flop, but, you know, compared to the other game modes. So give me a pack every week. Let's see what I can get. Because eventually, based on the percentages and how often you're going to get a legendary out of packs, even if it takes me 15 weeks, I'll eventually get one.
Yeah, I mean, Tavern Brawl, I feel like Tavern Brawl would have gone away if it did not find success for player engagement. I think it would have been like a one-side thing, and then they made it go away because nobody was doing it. But guess what? People are still doing it, which means it's worked. And now it's a part of the game, like it's embedded in the game mode as much as Battlegrounds and Mercenaries. So it's there is definitely value in that idea. I hope they can move that over to something like it, at least over to Mercenaries, to at least encourage people to check in once a week, if anything. It's better than zero.
Sure.
Yeah, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but I feel like I saw... Now, to be fair, it might have been on my Asia account because with the new announcement of like, hey, Master Store qualifiers are coming back, I was like, all right, time to dust off the old Asia account. But, you know, even just adding in like a weekly quest or something where if people really don't want to, you know, invest in Mercenaries, they can re-roll the quest, but offer a weekly quest that's like, hey, complete a couple, you know, complete a full bounty in Fellwood or whatever to earn a pack, or, you know, complete a certain number of bounties or something, you know, play three PvP matches and get a pack. I feel like that could even just go a long way, even to support the players. And again, I don't know off the top of my head if they already have something like this implemented. If they don't, I would suspect something like that is already in the works, but that would just be so great.
I want to say there's at least one quest that specifically calls out Mercenaries. At least one. There might be like two or three, because I feel like there's play Mercenaries mode is in there in some fashion, like play two matches of blank blank and Mercenaries, I think. And then there's one that's like play X number of minions or Mercenaries, and I think there's one that's destroy X number of minions or Mercenaries. So I know they're kind of in there, but you think you're right. You could definitely have more. And while we're on the topic, can we please re-roll tasks instead of abandoning them, please?
Yes.
That's a funny one. It's not funny because you're wrong. Just, I hadn't thought of it. And yeah. I know we've talked about it too. It slipped my mind because I'm always just like, delete, 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 delete.
Yeah, and that's why I said too. Like, I can't remember if it was already implemented or if it was something that I'm just confusing with like my other account where it was kind of the initial quests that you get for starting up the Mercenaries mode. But I think you're right though. I think there might be something, but yeah, just more ways to try to get people invested. And I think honestly, tournaments and just events and things like that can go a long way too. Something like, I know Arena, right? It has its a consistent player base, but I know so many people get really hyped about the Duel Arena that comes around Halloween time every year, and because it's just such a cool thing. I would love to see something like that in Mercenaries, and then to pile on and say like, hey, you know, well, if we can do these cool event things, if you beat this heroic boss, you get these legendary coins, like, you know, tie it all in.
I'll be honest, Dual Class Arena is one of the funnest things in general in the Hearthstone client as a whole, in my personal opinion, because there's no other way to build that. Even the classes that have Dual Class cards, there's like a total of six of them. Not that we need more, right? But there's very few, and so the combos that you can put together in Dual Class Arena are fun. I love them. It's one of the funnest things I've ever participated in.
And hey, while we're spitballing here, seasonal bounties. Right? Like have a unique bounty for each month, week, holiday, whatever. How cool would it be for one of the bounties to be the Headless Horseman and he's only available during October? That would be dope.
That'd be really nice.
Ooh. Anything like that. Special or even... Christmas, yeah. Whatever.
Okay. We just like totally devolved this in, or evolved. We evolved this into...
We were talking about legendary coins.
Yes. Okay, but like, okay, I was thinking, how could this work with mercenaries? But hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, something like Heroes of the Storm, or I think other games like that do this as well. They have like a weekly free rotation thing. And I thought, well, I don't know if that would really work with allowing you access to mercenaries. But if they did like a bonus rotation thing for bounties, hey, this week only, you can, if you do regular, let me pull one up. If you do the regular, let's say the first boss in Blackrock Mountain, Khorne Diabrew, okay, you get Uther coins. Well, this week only, if you do the regular, you can also get guaranteed legendaries, not just doing the heroic. I don't know. They could do that every couple of weeks or every month or whatever. But, you know, just kind of allow people to say, oh, hey, cool. I really want that specific legendary, that specific mercenary, that specific, you know, character. And I can get a bonus on it for this limited time. Hey, I'm going to jump in during that time. And maybe they actually keep playing outside of that, or it really draws them back in. But I think something like that would really be cool. And it would reward people who are really looking for those extra bonuses. And hey, if they already have that character maxed or whatever, that's really not like no harm, no foul to those players.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Oh, I am an idea person. I can come up with ideas for days. It's usually the like executing on those ideas that I generally struggle with, but I can come up with them. Oh, I can spitball ideas for forever, which is why I enjoy episodes forever? Like this so much. Probably. I mean, forever? I haven't tested forever? It, but
forever.
Maybe.
Well, we're at 46 minutes recording. How long?
All right,
you
special Christmas episode.
Yeah. This is the special Christmas episode. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they better enjoy this Christmas episode.
That's right. Yes. Doing it for you, folks.
I love this change overall, though, right? Because now they're saying, hey, you can guarantee get it if you complete this heroic bounty. You're not going to miss out on these legendary coins. We were talking about it before recording, but I'm going to give our friend Sadisi a shout out here. Before, and this was back like... within the first week or two of Mercenaries launching, he plays Hunter exclusively in Standard. So he really wanted all the kind of Hunter-related coins and Mercenaries. Now, he made a post about really grinding for Rexxar. And he had a little chart here that even shows 5 rounds of trying to complete the bounty to get those specific Rexxar coins. First one... he didn't get any coins. Second one, he got 15. Third one, he got super lucky, got 40. And then the fourth and fifth rounds, he lost and didn't get anything. And it's like, I think even just this one change here of saying, hey, if you do the you know, heroic boss, you guarantee get those if you beat it. Fantastic change overall. I just would love to see them keep expanding on that and allowing more growth in that same kind of vein.
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's if you can give players something specific to pursue, I think you're more likely to drive engagement than just with the random maybe you do, maybe you don't kind of reward system, especially when the rewards are tied directly into the content itself. Like, this isn't just getting currency, right? It's not like Standard mode where you're just getting gold and you use your gold for whatever you want, right? This is, you can't have this merc unless you get these merc coins. And the only way to get those merc coins is to have mercs already. So it's a feedback loop. So if you have, when you have like a random reward system where, great, like I want to build my merc team, my really good competitive comp, but I'm getting, you know, coins for Blink Fox, you know, or something else that's just people just aren't using in competitive comps, then the motivation wanes. But now you have a targeted reward, like, oh, you will 100% get this thing if you do this thing. Now I can actually plan and manage my time in order to build the things I want to build. And that's I think is a good step towards a path forward to keeping people engaged.
It's definitely working for me. They keep pulling me back every other week just for a little amount of time, but every other week I stay for a little bit longer, depending on what the changes are. So
yes, small strides, but I think in the long run they feel very impactful. And you know, it's I wish people hadn't gotten so like immediately turned off to the mode, because I do think there's been some fantastic changes coming, like this one, and I hope more people get drawn back in, but we'll see over time as things change. But this is definitely a fantastic start. Now, in general, do you guys think, is there like a specific type of compilation of mercenaries you can use to kind of really try to push through some of these heroics? I know per boss it's definitely going to be a little different, but is there something that you feel just in general has kind of worked for you as a place for our listeners to start with?
Honestly, I wish I had something new. I'm still playing like Samuro, Zyrella, Cariel, and then whatever else comes after that, as bad as that sounds.
Well, I mean, Samuro is just so good. Like, if you can get him on with a Wind Fury Treasure from one of the runs, or the one that makes him immune while attacking, he's just so good. And he can just output so much damage, especially when you get that S, which I have the client open. I can actually look at the man. There's one of his treasures specifically raises his ability every time he attacks. It's the task 7 one. Whenever this merc attacks, gain +2/+1. That adds on to the double strike, which already raises his attack by +5 at level 3. Actually, I only have Burning Blade at rank 3. So the rank 4 has got to be more than +2/+1, +2/+2. There you go. So getting 7 attack every time you attack, that's pretty good. And if you can keep him alive, it can power through almost anything. For me personally, I lean on Cairn and Brucon a lot for my comps, just because Cairn just allows me to manipulate the order in which things happen in the game. And since it's open information, as opposed to PvP, where it's closed, you know, you don't know what your opponent is picking. In PvE, you do. So I can look at what the enemies are doing, and then use Cairn to adjust the order in which things happen, and Brucon as well, because Brucon has speed inflicting stuff as well. You toss in Malfurion with the healing every time somebody casts a nature spell, and you got 3 procs of AoE healing every turn on top of speed control, so you can target things down one by one. It's not as powerful as like the Samuro combos, where he just kind of powers through anything, but it's a consistent way to keep everybody alive and control the battlefield in a way that allows me to do everything strategically. So yeah, like a lot of my comps have those 3 in the back, no matter like what's in the front.
Okay. Yeah, I think for me, especially through the winter spring heroics, it did get a little bit more challenging going through the Blackrock heroics. But talking about the winter springs ones, I definitely also have been playing Samuro. I think kind of going with Zyrella, Samuro, and Cariel, which I think are 2 of the 3, or all 3 of those you get for free with the initial 8. I can't remember.
Cariel, yes. I'm not sure about the others. Off the
I believe Samuro is.
Might be, yeah.
I can't remember if Zyrella is or not, but, you know, just trying to really get the coins and level those initial free heroes up, they're pretty good. So that's, I feel like I've just kind of used those for a portion, even through heroic, and just really maximizing, like you said, some of those abilities when you're able to find them. Right, the making immune while you attack, or the extra buff plus Wind Fury on Samuro. If you can find the Zyrella one that hits adjacent minions with the first ability, just things to maximize trying to kill things as quickly as possible. It feels like you can pretty solidly get through the heroic bosses with something like that.
I'll have to try a few comps this week and see what I can do with legendaries as well as the mercenaries that you get from playing, because I should have most of those leveled up already.
Yeah. And, you know, if anybody, again, like Simba said, if you are looking for maybe particular bounties that you want us to maybe test some comps, or you're really struggling, let us know. We definitely would love to hear that, so we can give you all the content that you're looking for and the help that you want to be able to progress further. And, you know, if there's even just in general more things that you want to hear from us, let us know. But is there anything else with this topic that either of you want to mention before we start heading into our wrap up and closing?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm really super excited to hear from some other people. Not that we don't have our own ideas and stuff, but like, because I only have the amount of ideas that are in my head, hearing comps from you guys, from the audience, from other pros, from other friends that I can put together and test. Like, I'm really good at getting results and answers. I just don't have all the ideas.
And I think that's where, in the coming weeks, if we don't get any like really specific feedback, I think what we want to do is start talking about some of the more notorious bosses in BlackRock. You know, those, since people are going to be, you know, maybe chasing these new legendary coin piles, you might need some help with some particular ones. Like, I know for me, General Drakkasath is just a pain in the butt. So I like, you know, having a specific comp that's going to work all the time, or at least most of the time for you, that's going to be a great tool in your toolbox. So if nothing else, we're going to start talking about those kind of things. We're like, okay, let's break down some specific comps for a few of these bosses and help people power through and get the coins that they need. But like, I run my mouth too much as it is. So once we get some comps going, like, this, that's like Simba's territory. So we're going to nail that down and let him take control.
That'll be a fun time for me for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So hopefully everyone will look forward to that, especially kind of as we go into these next weeks, which, as I move into our closing here, I do just want to say, yes, this is the week of Christmas as we are recording this. I think we're probably still planning on recording as normal next week as well. So in the next couple of weeks, because oddly, we've now switched to recording on Mondays and the holidays are kind of over the weekend. So that should line up pretty well.
I'm going to turn you into a liar.
Oh, no.
Just for next week, though. I'm going to be I'm out of town next week, pretty much most of the week, but I believe in y'all. Y'all can do it without me again.
Well, that is fair and perfectly understandable, as I am sure the listeners as well will probably be in a little bit of adjustment, even getting to listen to all of the content and watch the content that they usually do during this time of year, which, again, understandable. But if there are particular heroics that you want us to break down, talk about, give you some war bands to use, all of that kind of stuff, or more free-to-play type of things, or anything else, let us know. You can find the show on YouTube, everywhere that you can find audio podcasts, and on Twitter at Spirit Healer Pod. You can also send us an email over at spirithealerpodcast@gmail.com and join our discussions in the Discord as well. We should have that on our Twitter page if you want to find where that is. And as always, we want to thank Purple Cat for the use of the amazing music that we use for the show. And to find more from each of us, you can find me on Twitter at DonnieDK, DawnieDK, over on Twitch and YouTube at DragonRiderDK, talking all things Standard over at the Dr3HS podcast. And I do just want to plug as well, talking about Mondays. Monday, December 27th. At 8 a.m. Mountain Time, I'm actually going to be doing a Q&A stream. I had that set as a like community goal thing for people to put points towards, and my chat crushed it in 2 days. So if you want to ask me any questions, anything relating to Hearthstone, improving your, you know, mindset, casting, you know, things related to like running a team, content creation, anything that you want to know that I have learned over these several years of me doing this kind of stuff, that is the place to ask. You can send in questions ahead of time too. So I'm looking forward to doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So again, that is December 27th, Monday. But enough from me. Cinder, where can we find more from you?
Gosh, I feel like I need to expand. You do so much.
Sorry.
Like, oh, I'll just apologize for being successful. Why don't you do that? That's fine. No, I'm only on Twitter right now, but that's fine because God knows I don't need any more social media in my life. But it's the Twitter is at Cinder Ascendant, and I talk about all kind of stuff, not just Hearthstone. I talk about Magic the Gathering, talk about D&D, talk about, you know, get in politics a little bit. Don't buy any Kellogg's products, please and thank you. You know, anything and everything. Come at me, bro. Yes.
And Simba, how about you?
You guys can find me on all of my platforms at Simba, S-I-I-M-B-A. I always got to say that. I feel like I can stop saying it now. There's two I's in there. Simba TV _ Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. And then as of today, I'm starting, or I guess continuing, a new YouTube channel. It's going to be called Simba Stone. You're going to go to it and you're going to be like, this isn't a real channel. There's no artwork. Yeah, well, I'm working on that. Right now, what I have for you is content. So I'm going to be working on that. I don't have much to plug right now, but I am going to be putting out a video on the new patch notes, followed up by stuff on heroes, new decks, and then whatever else you guys want me to cover, because that's kind of what I want the channel to be. Because I like playing all modes of Hearthstone. So if you have a thing that you like and you want to see, let me know, because I want to show you guys stuff about it.
Yes. Fantastic stuff going on over there. I love it. I love it. All of the things that you do are just fantastic. So can't wait to see more from you. But thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's show. And thank you for choosing us as your resting place of choice. Are we beep bop? Is that the thing now? Beep boop beep bop.